Well, a God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. I don't know how long this message is going to be, so if you're listening on shortwave, you can go to thegodschool.com if this portion of this teaching out of the book of Romans on basic Christianity is not completed within the allotted time on shortwave. Basic Christianity. It's not what so many people define it as. It's not, if you're a Christian, you'll do this and don't do that. We're talking about eternal life. Back in the second week of February 2007, the opening teaching at the God School, the first thing I said was, I'm not here to tell you how to have a better life down here. I'm trying to show the way to eternal life, and that is by faith in God and His promises, faith in Jesus Christ, in what He has done and what He has promised. We are in that eighth chapter of the book of Romans. I know right where we left off. It was at the 14th verse, speaking of men and women of faith in whom God has put the life of Christ in us and has put us in God. And Paul says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, that is, subject to performance of the law, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, in this relationship that we are having with God our Father through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ, Paul uses this phrase, Abba, Father. Abba, the Hebrew word for father is Ab. The Aramaic word for father is Abba. Paul mixes the Aramaic with the Greek. Abba, Pater. This word, Abba, is a term of endearment. To use the English, probably the closest we can get to is Daddy. Daddy. The spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Daddy, Father. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Listen to this. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs, that means joint participators with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified with him. You know, being a Christian doesn't mean that everything's going to be a bowl of cherries, a wonderful life, a life free from valleys. The very testimony of God's word says, blessed, that is, a condition which never changes out of Psalm 84. Blessed is the man who, passing through valleys of weeping, there are valleys in this life. That's what Paul's talking about here. He goes on and says, for I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I just draw your attention to this word that's translated Paul speaking, for I reckon. The word is logisomai. It is to speak for your own sake. I find myself talking to myself a lot. I hope you do too. But talking the word of God, the promises of God. They don't eliminate trouble, but they don't let trouble dominate. Paul says, with the glory that shall be revealed. You know, if you're in a state that everything is wonderful in your life and you feel that God has so blessed you that you've arrived, I'm here to tell you, you haven't. Not if you're hearing me. Not if you're still in this body. It says, which shall be revealed in us. He says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. God is still working. God's purpose is that we, through Jesus Christ, might have eternal life with him. It's something common, folks. It's not fully arrived. It's a process. Salvation is a process. It not only is a process, it's a hard word to define salvation. The Wycliffe Bible translators, translating the Word of God to a people who don't have a written language, found this word soterion, the Greek translated salvation in English, found it to be the hardest word to define because it incorporates not only the finished product, but a process at the same time. For the earnest expectation, the eager awaiting, the looking for, with an intense anticipation for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now Paul's going to tell us, he says, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope. We're going to get back to that word hope. Paul's going to get back to that word hope very shortly. For the creature was made subject to vanity, nothingness, not willingly, but by reason of him who subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation, our alternative is that every creature groaneth and travails in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also. Paul's telling you, he hasn't arrived, and he's telling those who are listening to him, they haven't arrived. I'm telling you, I haven't arrived. I'm telling you, you haven't arrived, but we have this intense anticipation in hope. We know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. The earnest of the Spirit, the part payment of that which will be made whole, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting again with an intense anticipation for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Paul's telling Christians, Paul's telling the church, those people who belong to God, there's a time coming that time is the redemption of the body. This word, redemption, apollotrousos, It means a release affected by payment of ransom. Where do we encounter that word? In another place in Scripture, we encounter it in the 24th verse of the third chapter of Romans. It says, being righteousified freely by His grace, His unmerited favor, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It means a release affected by payment of ransom, redemption, deliverance. It's a combined word, from letruo, redeemed properly, redemption, literally buying back from, repurchasing, winning back from what was previously forfeited or lost. One commentary says, for the believer, the prefix apo looks back to God's effective work of grace, purchasing them from the debt of sin and bringing them to their new status, being in Christ. Our adoption has not been fully made public yet. Ephesians 2:7 says, in the eons to come. King James says that in the ages to come, in the eons to come, He, God, might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. It goes on to say, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. I'm talking to those whom God has gifted not only a measure of faith, but the faith of Jesus Christ. He had no doubt of His Father's promises. That He would raise Him up, as is testified in that 11th verse of this same 8th chapter of Romans. I love God's word. I hope you do too. I hope God, who has revealed Himself to us through His Word, creates in you that intense anticipation of the redemption of our bodies. Paul goes on to say, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? So much of the preaching in the church today, or in what's called the church today, has to do with the seeing right here and now of the hope that God has subjected us to. And not in this life, but in the ages to come, we'll see the exceeding riches of His grace. It's not an earthly message, folks. It's an eternal message. But if we hope for that we see not, we see a little bit. We have the earnest of the Spirit. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with, King James says, patience wait for it. No, folks, it's endurance. This life is an endurance test. But we have this. We wait with endurance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. This word in this 26th verse being translated intercession, it's a long one. Sun anti lambanomai. A few weeks back, we taught on that word epilambano, who Jesus, not reaching out with a hand to help fallen angels, but to with a hand reaching out with the intent to help man. The Spirit maketh intercession. Sunati lambanomai is interest, motivating, giving the help, which is personally shared. It is God's Spirit helping our spirit. Our spirit testifying with His Spirit, we are the sons of God. And He that searches all things, and He that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because He makes intercession for the saints. Oh, that leaves me out. I ain't a saint. This word is hagios. It has to do with commitment. If you have given yourself over to the will of God, I want you to understand it's much more difficult to get out of God's will than it is to get into God's will. God did the calling. God did the choosing for himself. Have confidence in your Father. Have confidence in your Daddy and in his word and in his promises, for he is faithful, he is righteous, and he promises and gives his righteousness. His righteousness to those who are trusting him, to those who are living by faith. That's the testimony of the fourth chapter of Romans. What does it say? For if Abraham were righteousified by works, he have whereof to glory, but not before God. But what saith the scripture? Abraham faithed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. I want you to see something in your King James translation. It says, and he, that is God, that searches the hearts, knoweth what the mind of the Spirit, that he, that is the Spirit, maketh intercession for saints according to the will of, is in italics, it means added by the translators. Literally, it is maketh intercession for the saints according to God. Oh, that I had more time in this session, but we're about to run out. I hope you're enjoying this series on basic Christianity, not theology, but on God's declared word, which he put in writing, which he has preserved from the time it was written up until now, that we might be recipients of that word, and by grabbing hold of it and making it ours, which is the activity of faith, God puts us in Jesus Christ. And not only that, but puts Christ in us. We're going to continue with this message on basic Christianity. But for now, that's the God School for today.